Chapter 1, The One Thing. Seek wisdom first, everything else follows. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." 1 Kings 3, verse 5, KJV. Think about that for a second. God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who spoke the universe into existence, comes down from heaven, shows up in a dream, and says to Solomon, "What do you want? Ask and I'll give it to you." I mean, just that alone should blow your mind. You think about what you'd do if a genie appeared and said, "I'll give you 3 wishes. We'd make the dumbest decisions. I'd be like, "Oh, I want $1 million. Actually, I always said if a genie came to me, I'd say, "All right, first wish, unlimited wishes." But nobody ever thinks of that. But this wasn't a genie. This was God. And he didn't put a limit on it. He said, "What do you want?" Blank check. Open-ended. "Whatever you want, Solomon. Name it." Now, most people, if we're being honest, would have asked for money, fame, power, long life, health, the death of their enemies. That's what most of us would go after. That's the human default. We go straight for the stuff we can see, the stuff we can touch, the stuff that makes our life more comfortable. But that's not what Solomon asked for. Look at what he says. He says, "You showed great faithful love to your servant, my father David, because he was honest and true and faithful to you, and you have continued to show this great faithful love to him by giving him a son to sit on his throne." And then, and this is the part I love, he says, "Now, O Lord my God, you have made me king instead of my father David, but I am like a little child who doesn't know his way around." A little child. Here's what I love about Solomon. He knew his limitation. He didn't come in arrogant. He didn't come in saying, "Hey, my dad was the king, so I've got this thing figured out." He didn't lean on his pedigree or his position. He got low. He got humble. And he said, "God, I'm like a kid out here. I don't know what I'm doing." Most of us are too arrogant to admit that. We're in business. We've got the credentials. We've got the experience. We've got the track record. And we think we've got it all figured out. But Solomon, the man who was about to become the wisest and wealthiest human being who ever lived, started by saying, "I don't know anything." That's the posture. That's where it begins. If you want what God has for you in business, in ministry, in life, you have to start by getting low and admitting you don't have it all figured out. Then Solomon says this in verse 9, "Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours?" He didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for fame. He didn't ask for a long life. He didn't ask for the death of his enemies. He asked for one thing: wisdom. And look at what God does. Verse 10, "The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom." God was pleased. Not just okay with it. Not just willing to give it. Pleased. Because Solomon asked for the one thing that actually matters. The one thing that unlocks everything else. And then God says something that should change the way you think about your business, your finances, your entire life. He says, "Because you have asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice, and have not asked for a long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, I will give you what you asked for. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, such as no one else has ever had or ever will have." But he doesn't stop there. "And I will also give you what you did not ask for, riches and fame." Did you catch that? Because you asked for wisdom. God said, "I'm going to give you everything you asked for, plus everything you didn't ask for." That's how God works. That is the economy of heaven. You don't chase the money. You don't chase the fame. You don't chase the fortune. You chase wisdom, and all those other things chase you. The world's way is different than God's way. The world says, "Go get the money first, get the connections, get the platform, get the followers, get the revenue, and then maybe, maybe, you'll figure out how to manage it all." God's way is the opposite. God says, "Get wisdom first. Get the thing that actually matters. Get the thing that tells you what to do with everything else. And once I know your heart is right, once I know you're going to lead your business through my way and not your way, then I can trust you with the fame, the fortune, and everything that comes with it. Seek wisdom first. Everything else follows." Now here's where it gets real for you as a business person. If you're in business right now and you're trying to figure things out on your own, if you're running on your education, your experience, your connections, your business plan, you're doing it the wrong way. I'm not saying those things are bad. Business plans are fine. I've had to write them. Education is fine. But that's not the engine that's going to drive your business to where God wants it to go. God's way doesn't make sense in the natural. You cannot write a business plan that adds up to the way God does business. His math is different, his timing is different, his methods are different, and if you try to fit his plan into your spreadsheet, it's never going to work. You have to start where Solomon started. Humble yourself, go to God, and say, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like a little child. Give me wisdom. That's it. That's step one. That's the foundation. Everything else, the knowledge, the understanding, the strategy, the connections, the provision, all of it flows from that one prayer. God, give me wisdom. Ask for it. He's waiting to give it to you. Reflect and apply. 1. If God appeared and said, ask what I shall give thee, what's the first thing your gut would say? Be honest. Money, recognition, an open door. 2. Where in your business are you running on credentials and experience instead of, Lord, I'm like a little child? 3. Before any major decision this week, stop and pray, God, give me wisdom, out loud in writing, and watch what shifts. Pray this, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like a little child. Give me wisdom, and I'll trust you with everything else.